Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Monday, May 11th, 2020. The Berlin Senate relaxed several measures in the health and care sector. Patients in hospitals and residents in nursing homes are now able to be visited by one person daily. The regulation also applies to special forms of housing for people with disabilities. According to the Senate Administration for Health, Nursing and Equality, the seriously ill and dying are not subject to any restrictions on visits. In March, the right to visit hospitals and nursing homes in Berlin was severely restricted. For example, only patients under 16 years of age and the seriously ill patients were allowed to receive one visitor a day for 1 hour. Nursing home residents were only allowed to receive visitors once a day, but children under 16 and those with respiratory diseases were prohibited. According to the new decision, restrictions in nursing homes and special forms of housing are only applicable in the case of confirmed COVID-19 infections and, quote, in accordance with a risk assessment in which the public health department is involved. The Senate administration announced that hospitals participating in emergency care should continue to suspend elective surgeries and interventions as far as it's medically justifiable. Previously, the suspensions were mandatory. Also, the special regulations for accompanying births are canceled. In hospitals, nursing homes, doctor's offices, and other healthcare facilities, mouth and nose protection will be mandatory. According to the Senate administration, the decisions were made on the basis of the resolution from the federal and state governments on May 6th. Police reported about 1,200 people gathering on Alexanderplatz Saturday afternoon for an unregistered demonstration, chanting words like freedom, resistance, and we are the people. Some climbed the Fountain of International Friendship. Police responded with several task forces and asked participants to leave the area and to keep a distance of 1.5 meters while doing so, as there were more than 50 people in the square. An RBB reporter described the mood on the site as aggressive, and according to police, bottles were thrown at officers. A DPA photographer also observed police using pepper spray on the crowd. There were 86 arrests, and police initiated criminal proceedings for resisting, insulting, and assaulting law enforcement officers, serious breach of the peace, bodily harm, and violations of the containment measures. On Saturday morning, police arrested about 30 people for non-compliance with rules on corona containment during a demonstration in front of the Reichstag. Despite the announcement of the police, too many people were in the square, or the minimum distance was not being observed. So-called Reichsbürger or Reich citizens who claim that Germany is not a legal state but a company, and Attila Hildmann, a celebrity chef, had called for the registered rally against restrictions to protect against corona infections. RBB reported that 150 people were present. A police press officer reported on Saturday that police made several loudspeaker announcements indicating that the maximum allowed number of 50 participants had been exceeded. The protesters did not follow the order, so police intervened, but did not disperse the gathering. Numerous rallies were also registered for Saturday on Rosa-Luxemburg-Platz at the Volksbühne and in the surrounding area. The police spokeswoman remarked that there was a, quote, diversity of opinions at the demonstration. At Rosa-Luxemburg-Platz, the so-called, quote, hygiene demonstrations have been taking place for several weeks. The Bündnis gegen Rechts, or Berlin Alliance Against the Right, had pointed out that among the participants of the demonstration, there were many conspiracy theorists, actors of the New Right, and convicted Holocaust deniers. According to the current corona ordinance of the Berlin Senate, meetings with up to 50 participants are permitted if they take place at a fixed location. Starting May 25th, up to 100 people will be allowed to take part in open-air meetings. Since Saturday, masks are mandatory in the terminals of Tegel and Schönefeld airports. As the airport company announced on Friday, medical or homemade masks can be worn, as well as scarves and shawls. Children under 6 years of age and those who cannot wear a nose and mouth mask due to a health impairment or disability are exempt from the obligation. Passengers are also required to wear a mask on some aircraft. In these cases, the respective airline regulations apply. In Berlin, masks are already mandatory in public transport and in retail establishments. The airport company wants to close Tegel for at least 2 months starting in June and concentrate air traffic in Schönefeld. If the aviation authorities approve the application, the operators want to make a decision on the matter at the end of May. After years of delays, the new capital city airport BER is to go into operation on October 31st. If the goal is met, Tegel will close for good on November 8th. In recent weeks, drive-in cinemas have been experiencing a revival as a response to corona-induced closed movie theaters. After other cities, Berlin is also getting a drive-in cinema again. Next to the Hotel Estrel in Neukölln, the Parkplatz will open in June. The founders are an interdisciplinary team around the Berlin trio, the Dixons, who became known worldwide in 2017 with the art project The House on Budapester Straße. If you like our podcast, you can help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter, where we occasionally post updates on breaking news. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.